Roll through the town, escalating the mount. Roll through the town, escalating the mounts. Roll through the town, escalating the mount. Roll through the town, escalating the mounts.
Up on my business, be damn if I be last. Late night making plans on how to maintain. We're getting
stop.
Welcome to another episode of the Black Thought Podcast, Healing for the Soul. And today, y'all, I wanted to do something kind of different a little bit. And if you remember, on last season we did an episode about forgiveness, and shockingly a lot of you all really took a liking to that episode. And I say that because, once again, I really don't know, you know, how big it's going to be when I, you know, share things. I really don't know who's going to be able to relate and all of that, but a lot of you have. And I wanted to kind of touch on that again, but from a different perspective. In talking about forgiveness, I realized that on my journey of becoming or evolving into the space I'm going in now, if that's the better way to say it, I realized that I had to really learn how to forgive my mom for the things that she didn't know. And when I say that, what I mean is, you know, growing up, I always, you know, felt like, especially once I started dealing with depression and all of that stuff, I started, you know, feeling like, you know, I want to tell my mom I'm going through this, but I don't know how to, you know, put the words out. Or, you know, I want to tell her I'm dealing with this, but I don't want to put the words out. You know, I didn't really know how to express what I was going through. And, you know, for me, looking back on that journey, I had to realize that a lot of, you know, arguments, disagreements we had, I think for me, what I realized is that I processed it so differently, because for me, you know, in dealing with anxiety and in dealing with depression, for me, it may be, and I don't know if it's like that for other people who are dealing, I would love to hear your thoughts and opinions on it, but for me, I know for me, I took things maybe a little bit worse than the average person. And so, you know, I would try to have these conversations, and I would try to, you know, mom, this is what I'm going through, and, you know, I'm feeling this way, and I'm feeling, and, you know, she would sit there, she would look at me and be like, okay, I'm following you, but I don't understand what you're saying. And I think for me, I tried to put it in a way, you know, where I'm trying to express that this is something serious that I'm really going through, but I didn't want to, you know, put it in a way where it alarmed her. You know, I didn't want her to have to worry about, you know, me in that aspect, but I wanted her to know, you know, I know for me, something's off with me. You know, not saying in a, you know, crazy way or anything like that, but something, you know, something is a little weird with me. You know, I know for me, what I'm used to, I'm not feeling right. You know, I'm not feeling my best, you know. And for years, you know, we had this sort of distance between us, not saying a physical distance, but we had this type of, you know, thing where we almost like we were walking on eggshells with each other. You know, she didn't really know what to say and how much to say to me. You know, I didn't really know what to say or how much to say to her, because we, you know, we didn't want to upset the other person. You know, I think, you know, for us, it was a difficult time. And, you know, I remember, you know, my mom and I, we were having a conversation, and she said, you know, there are some things that you tell me you go through, I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't understand it. And it's not that I don't want to understand. It's not that I'm brushing you off. It's not that I don't care. It's just I don't know. You know, and I remember I asked her, like, what do you mean by that? You know, she was like, you tell me you are going through depression, I don't know what that's like, you know. And, you know, she would tell me, I don't know what to say to make it better. I don't know if there's anything I can say to make it better. I don't want to, you know, I don't want you to feel like, you know, I don't care or I don't love you. And, you know, and hearing that for a long time, it, you know, it made me wonder, like, what the hell does that mean? You don't know, you know, and I think because I was so in the process of trying to really understand it myself, I think I was getting frustrated that, you know, the person that, you know, gave me life, the person that, you know, raised me, she doesn't understand me. You know, it left me feeling disconnected, you know, from, you know, the person who, you know, I should never feel like that, you know. And I say all that to say it took me a while to really understand, you know, what she was saying. And, you know, I had to really forgive my mom, because sometimes when you don't know, you just don't know. And it's not that it's a mean thing. It's not that it's a malicious thing. It's just, you just don't know. I think sometimes we feel like our parents should be able to read us like a book, but the truth is, we complicated as hell. That's the truth. You know, we're complicated beings. We're all different. We all process things very different, you know. And for me, I had to realize that my experience is not her experience, and I can't make her understand my experience, just like she can't make me understand hers. It doesn't make us bad people. It doesn't make us, you know, crazy or anything like that. It's just our experiences are different, and we have to be able to forgive ourselves for what we didn't know. You know what I'm saying? And I think for me, I had to really make peace with the fact that, you know, just because my mother didn't understand that one part of me, or she didn't, you know, understand in that moment, that doesn't make her a bad mom. That doesn't make her a terrible person. You know what I'm saying? If anything, I respected the fact that she said, I don't know, you know. And it's so many of us. And I told that story because that's my experience. But there's so many people who experiences may be different. Your experience may be more complicated, might be a little bit more simpler. I don't know. But there's a great deal of us who are walking around with trauma, with hurt, with pain from experiences with our parents that we never fully got to heal. We never fully got to deal with. And it's a lot of us that are walking around as adults, but the child in us never got that healing. There's so many of us who are walking around as fully functional adults, but there's that child that's screaming, saying, I need this, I need this, I need this, I need that. You know, and I think for me personally, I know, you know, there were times where there were things that I wanted from my mom and, you know, other people. Yeah, you know, it's one thing for other people to love you. Yeah, but it's not the same if it's not coming from her. It's not the same. You know, people tell you, I'm proud of you, or, you know, you a good person. Yeah, that's nice. I'm glad y'all think that. But it don't hit the same coming from her. And I think a lot of us feel or have felt like that. I want to tell you, forgive yourself and forgive your mom or your dad for the things that they simply did not know. Now, let me make this clear, because there are some parents, being real with y'all, there are some parents that just don't give a damn. There are. But there are so many parents who have made mistakes. They did the best they could with the cards they were dealt. And I think that in us trying to be our better selves and us trying to really seek peace, forgive yourself and forgive your mom or forgive your dad, because there's nothing more powerful than walking around with no weights on you. Anger and grief, trauma and pain, it's those are weights. And every time you try to move in life, those weights are holding you down. A lot of us are wondering why we can't move from the next point to, you know, we can't move from this point to the next point. It's because we're weighed down. So it's harder, you know. We can't really move as free as we want, you know. And trust me, like I said in the last episode, forgiveness is a process. That thing ain't no, don't let nobody lie to you and tell you that thing is overnight, because it's not. Forgiveness is a process. And nobody can tell you how long your process has to take. Nobody can tell you. And the thing about forgiveness, there's a thing of, I forgive you and I want to start back over. But there's also, I forgive you and I love you, but I wish you the best from over there. I'll be over here, but you over there, I wish you all that at your table. You can't sit at mine. And that doesn't mean you wish them any bad. That doesn't mean you wish them any ill will. That just means I recognize what you did. I see you for who you are. And I'm deciding that I either want to partake or I don't. And you can't make me feel no other way. We're all on a journey. We're all on a journey of trying to be at our best, our fullest potential. And for some of us, life is not fair. It's never been fair for us. It probably never will. But while we have the life that we have the choice to make it the best life we can make it, or we can make the choice to stay stagnant. You know, I'm sorry, y'all. I have those moments where I start to, I peep something about myself every time I record one of these. One of the things that I wish that I knew back then, I wish that I took the time to really understand what my mom was saying. I really wish that I took the time to really see things from her point of view. And I say that because a lot of times, so many of us are so quick to communicate only because we want to defend a point, only because we want to have a rebuttal. But a lot of us don't know how to effectively communicate, meaning that we're talking out an issue and I get to actually hear you. I get to actually understand where you're coming from, and I get to comprehend that point that you're trying to make, and you do the same. I wish that we would have taken the time to really see where each other is coming from. Now, don't get me wrong. That's my dog. We good. We good. That's my dog. But we went through our growing pains. We went through our growing pains. And in recording this and thinking as I'm recording, I wish that we would have taken the time to really understand what each other, you know, what we were saying. And I wish that I would have, you know, really given her more grace than what I did, because a lot of what she was saying, you know, like I said, she told me straight up, I don't know, you know. And to hear her tell me, you know, she told me recently, she was like, she's probably gonna like kick my ass with me telling all this, but it's okay. It's okay. She told me recently, she was like, you know, I know that there's some things that I messed up on. There's some things I messed up on. I take full accountability. But some things I just didn't know. And now looking at things, you know, now I understand. You know, and that did so much for me, more than she even realized. It did so much for me. And maybe a lot of you are waiting to hear that. Maybe a lot of you, you know, you wish you heard it. I want to tell you, allow yourself and allow your parents or whoever in your life is whoever you're going through. This is just me talking about some things I learned, but whoever that opposing force is in your life, allow yourself and allow them a little bit more grace, because you never know. You never know. There could be something that they're missing from your point of view, something you might be missing from their point of view. So allow yourself and allow them a little bit more grace, so that we really can start forgiving ourselves for the things that we just don't, we didn't know. Because we sit and we beat ourselves up sometimes about, you know, I wish I did this, I wish I could have did, wish I could have said that. A whole bunch of shoulda, woulda, coulda. It makes no sense for all that, because we just didn't know. And let's start being thankful for the things we know now, because it's never too late to unlearn these healthy traits. It's, you know, it's never too late to you know, to unlearn these toxic things. It's never too late. The first step is just us wanting to do it and wanting to be better. I hope that this really, really did something for somebody today, because I needed it. But I feel like somebody else does too. So whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever state of mind you are in, whatever situation you're going through, it gets better. It gets better. Let this be a sign. If you were praying for a sign, let this be a sign today that it will get better. I'm living proof of that. Me and my mom are the closest we've ever been in God knows how many years. We are your proof. So, until next time, y'all.
Roll through the town, escalating the mouth. Roll through the town, escalating the mouth. Roll through the town, escalating the mouth. Roll through the town, escalating the mouth.
Up on my business, be damn if I be last. Late night making plans on how to maintain when getting.